This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Muran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh District, and witnessed aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The emergency landing facility was constructed with 100 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the entire northeast, including Assam, is the Ashtalakshmi of India. Addressing at the Booth Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Guwahati today, the Prime Minister also said during the last 11 years, the NDA government, led by the BJP, played a very important role for the development of the northeastern region.
Aaj Kendra ki BJP NDA sarkar desh ke chote chote shaharon mein electric buson ka jaal bichha rahi hai. आज ही मुझे गुवाहाटी में 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों को हरी झंडी दिखाने का अवसर मिला. इस वर्ष के बजट में भी पूर्वोदय स्कीम के तहत 4,000 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों की घोषणा की गई है. इससे आने वाले समय में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में असम को भी इलेक्ट्रिक बसें मिलने वाली है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today highlighted the importance of a nimble and dynamic foreign policy to meet the demands of multipolarity. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar also noted the significance of the India-EU FTA and the India-US trade deal in that regard. The External Affairs Minister said this while participating in a roundtable called Delhi Decides, Mapping India's Policy Calculus at the Munich Security Conference 2026. Dr. Jayashankar also met US Secretary Marco Rubio, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot and Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi at the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India has increased its commitment to climate action and spending nearly 5.6% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP, participating in a panel discussion on degrees of instability, climate security in a warming world in Munich, Germany today. Ms. Sitharaman said that 6 years ago, India was spending nearly 3.7% of its GDP towards climate action. She said that countries which have contributed less to emissions cannot be expected to bear an equal financial burden in addressing climate change. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved 3 multi-tracking projects covering 12 districts across the states of Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 389 kilometers. The total estimated cost of the projects is around 18,509 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2030-31. These projects include Kasar, Manmad, 3rd and 4th line, Delhi-Ambala 3rd and 4th line, and Ballari-Hospet 3rd and 4th line. CCEA also approved construction of 4-lane access-controlled greenfield connectivity from Assam's Gopur on NH-15 to Numaligarh on 715 section. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that artificial intelligence will power the 5th industrial revolution with a focus on societal impact, adoption and governance. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that India will host one of the world's biggest AI summits this year, signalling the country's rising influence in next-gen technologies. The minister noted that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train will be launched next year. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the Group D clash between New Zealand and South Africa is underway in Ahmedabad. Put into bat, New Zealand were 9 for no loss in 2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.